You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
We're going to talk to Wyatt Schultz here in just a little bit, about a half hour away from the predicament. We'll talk some high school wrestling. His appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, and Kurt located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. A lot of wrestling talk today as the Iowa Hawkeyes, about 2 hours ago, held their 2021 Media Day. I would say 2020-2021 Media Day, but the 2020 portion has already, that has already exited the building. We're looking at 2021. And Tom Brands today with some interesting things to say. And Spencer Lee picking up the Sullivan Award today with his father present. And that was pretty cool to see out there, Mark. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah, also known as we're going to take on the Universe Day in Iowa City.
And win!
That famous quote from a couple of years ago by Tom Brands, and just by the looks and sounds of it, he was as fired up as ever. He's ready to go. I think the wrestlers are ready to go, and we can touch on some of the items he talked about when it's time.
Yeah, and I guess it is time. That's a good place to start, talking Iowa wrestling. Now, yesterday, and we can talk about this as well coming up in a little bit, touch upon it, but, of course, you had the announcement yesterday. The NCAA men's basketball tournament is going to be held at one location this year, the state of Indiana, around the Indianapolis area. And this year's NCAA wrestling championships are to be held in St. Louis. And that is still on as of the moment, just like the basketball. Obviously, you don't have any of the regionals and whatnot leading up to the NCAA wrestling championships. You do have conference championships, though, but I think that they're still going to be held at the moment anyway, at the venues that each conference has selected going into this year anyway. To make a long story short, I don't think we're going to see anything as far as a bubble like as far as the NCAA wrestling tournament, but you never say never in 2020 slash first 5 days of 2021.
No, and Tom Brands addressed it more than once in his news conference today, saying in so many words, we've got to get to the end, and saying that his program, in addition to the team physicians, and whatnot, have been very diligent about, you know, what they can do to prevent a COVID spread. And I know there's been exposures in the program, but not many that I know of. Brands also talked about Spencer Lee quite a bit. You mentioned the Sullivan Award that goes to the nation's top amateur athlete, and the Dan Hodge Award, which goes to the country's best wrestler last year. So he got both awards today. And Brand said Spencer Lee is better than ever, and that's scary.
Is that because he took his mom down over the holidays?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about that, but that would be scary if he's better than ever. And Tom also late in the news conference touted his freshman class. He said some of those guys are going to get matches. And some of these duels, there's going to be extra matches that won't necessarily count towards, the 10-match varsity score. But they're going to allow exhibition. I don't know what the right word is, exhibitions, extra matches, what right. have you. But you can trot out more wrestlers if the other team agrees to that. So that's pretty much the highlights of what Tom Brands had to say. Again, he was very animated. He's was asked about the safety of wrestling, and team physician Peterson has been on record as saying wrestling is one of the safest sports out there. And Tom Brand's saying, yeah, it's not 5-on-5 or 11-on-11. It's, you sanitize yourself and you take a shower, you sanitize the mat several times. It's one guy against one guy with a referee, and it is what it is. And we'll see how we navigate through this abbreviated wrestling season.
And just to let everybody know, one more time, a reminder, Mark Ironside will join us coming up tomorrow for the first time, and we'll talk about Iowa Media Day. We'll take a look ahead at the Iowa schedule. We'll take a look back at Iowa State in Wartburg. A lot of things to take a look at with Mark. He is itching to go. I know that. And looking forward to talking with him coming up tomorrow, because that should be a lot of fun. It always is with Mr. Ironside. So we shall see. Yeah, and there were a lot of questions about it today as far as how safe wrestling can be. And you know this as well as anybody, Mark, covering the sport. And that is, you can have something go through the room, especially during a practice situation, whether, you know, whatever that case may be. Being very diligent, that has gotten a lot better over the last handful of years, both at the collegiate level and the high school level. You still have it at times, but that's kind of the way it's going to be. And with everything going on right now and with all of the sanitary things that have to be done as far as the fight against the pandemic and COVID-19, I think wrestling can't be any safer than it is ever has been right now. I would agree with Tom Brands as far as that situation is concerned.
Get to it this Sunday when Iowa opens its season, and the team has to be chomping at the bit after the disappointment of not being able to close things out last year when it was favored to win the national title. It's a unanimous pick everywhere I look to win the national championship this year as well. We'll get into the details of the Iowa lineup tomorrow with Mr. Ironside.
Yep, we'll do that coming up tomorrow, and as I mentioned, take a look back at a big Iowa State win. The wrestling poll out as well, and Iowa is the number one team. It's interesting not to see, you know, the usual Iowa-Penn State right there. Iowa State in the top 10 as well. I think that's good to see as far as collegiate wrestling is concerned. Ohio State starting the season, I think, number 8 or something like that. North Carolina State toward the top. I think they're in the top 3. The Wolfpack are, as a matter of fact. So a few new faces this year as far as the collegiate wrestling scene is concerned.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And I think you and I is going to have a good program as well. Iowa State beating Wartburg. Shout out to Kyle Briggs, the number 2 ranked wrestler in Division III wrestling for Wartburg, getting one of the 2 wins for the Knights in that a duel, and I know our friend Dick Briggs is very proud of that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Phone lines available as well. Ben Manning those today at 319-366-1600. As we talk a little bit about Iowa wrestling, as the Hawkeyes holding media day today, and they will get started coming up very, very soon. Mentioned the news yesterday of the NCAA talking and coming out with the plan as far as, I guess, a pseudo-bubble is concerned for the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Women's basketball tournament is also sounds like they are going to have a bubble as well around the San Antonio area. So I don't think there's going to be any surprise as far as that is concerned. It's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out. If you were planning on going to Indianapolis and finding a hotel room sometime in the month of March, I wish you the best of luck. Or a reservation at, you know, St. Elmo's or somewhere else like that in downtown Indianapolis in March, because they are going to be few and far between, I have a feeling.
Well, that's going to be a busy place, and I think the NCAA made a good move here. I like to call it a pseudo-bubble, Scott, because it's unlike the NBA when you played in one building, the NHL you played in 2. You're going to have 6 different venues in 3 different cities. Granted, the 3 cities are within an hour of Indianapolis, West Lafayette, and Bloomington being the 2 others. But you're going to have, man, if it all goes as planned, 68 teams in Indianapolis at one time coming from all over the country. Is it a good move? Yeah, I think so. It's called a bubble because it's within the confines of Indiana. But I think it's a good move at this point, not knowing what's going to go on in the next couple months. Be very, very interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, going to be very interesting to see how that will happen. And, yeah, I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be just fine. I think it's the best plan that the NCAA can come up with. And the Final Four was scheduled to be held at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis this year. It sounds like there will not, unless something changes drastically, there will not be fans there, or very few fans. I don't even think that even 10% or what are in that vicinity anyway are going to be allowed. So Indianapolis is going to get back in the rotation. But if there is a place to hold this, I think Indianapolis certainly is the place, even if they weren't holding the Final Four at Lucas Oil this year.
I would agree. It has the infrastructure and, as we mentioned, several different venues. There will be, in addition to the six venues, venue playing sites, there's also going to be a separate practice facility. So, again, Indianapolis has all you need for a widespread tournament like this. And when we refer to the NCAA wrestling tournament, if you want to talk about a bubble, it's always been in a bubble. It's been at one site, one arena.
Right.
Not various regionals across the country. And so if you're going to go on with the NCAA basketball tournament, I don't see any reason why you can't get to the finish line in wrestling should everybody cooperate.
Yeah, and good luck with that announcement if you're going to make it, by the way. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on the Tuesday edition of the show. We're going to talk to Wyatt Schultz coming up here in about 18 minutes or so. Need to talk about this. Had a chance to watch the entire game last night. I love college basketball. I'm a college basketball junkie. I have not seen an entire 40 minutes of Drake basketball, but I did last night get 40 minutes of Drake basketball. And the Bulldogs completing a sweep of Southern Illinois at the Knapp Center as the Bulldogs stay undefeated on the season and go to 4-0 as far as the Missouri Valley Conference is concerned, getting ready for a huge pair of games this coming weekend as Loyola will come in to the Knapp Center for a pair of games. And that should be a lot of fun. In fact, one of those games, I believe the Sunday game, has now been moved to ESPN2. That's how big it is being looked at right now. But despite the fact that Drake has not played the greatest schedule ever put together, they're beating the teams that are out in front of them, and that's all you can do. Drake in the first net rankings, Mark, in the top 20 at number 16. Ahead of Rutgers, by the way. Come to your own conclusion as far as that is concerned. But as of right now, the Drake Bulldogs in at number 16. For reference, Gonzaga is number 1, Baylor 2, Tennessee is 3, and Iowa checks in at number 8 right now as far as the net. And as you know, Mark, the net goes a long way to determine who gets in and at what seed as far as the NCAA basketball tournament is concerned. And yes, we know it is only the first week of January, but it's fun to talk about this. As they say, this and a quarter will buy you an old-fashioned cup of coffee 20 years ago.
I watched a lot of the game as well. I ducked into Indiana and Maryland for a little bit, wanted to see what Maryland looked like. Indiana put them away late.
Yes, they did.
But Drake is just a very fun basketball team to watch. Hemphill is a really good player. Penn, you know, you go right down the list. It's a team that shares the basketball, plays very good defense, and is deep. Can shoot it from three. Not the strongest inside game, but what the Bulldogs did to Southern Illinois, this is a team that came in 7-1.
Yep.
And just buried them last night after a closer game the day before. But two things that I've seen out there. Number one is, how would Drake do in a major conference? Well, I think that's kind of unfair to Drake. It's maybe fun to talk about.
It's a moot point.
Yeah, and secondly, and you and I have talked about this privately, how long will Darian DeVries be at Drake should this continue. We saw what happened when Keno Davis had that great year at Drake. He was snapped up. You know, I know Drake wants to keep him in the dearest way, but this continues. DeVries' phone's going to be ringing.
There is no doubt. And Drake has improved a great deal, what they have to offer as far as athletics, as far as basketball is concerned. But, you know, Drake can't compete with Power 5 teams. They can compete pretty well, maybe a little bit step down as far as the mid-majors, as far as offerings for potential basketball players. The one thing in the favor is that Darren DeVries is a local kid, of course, coming from Applington and being close, knowing the state of Iowa. He's not going to just run out and take the very first job that is offered to him. You talked about the Keno Davis situation. Keno is in the MAC right now. But Keno Davis had the great year, and Providence came open. And Keno Davis took advantage of it, went out to Providence. Things didn't work out as well as he would have imagined and he would have liked. But, you know, that's just the way it goes sometimes in the world of college athletics and college coaching. And it would have to be a good job, and I'm not pushing Darren DeVries out the door as of yet, but if Drake makes the NCAA tournament, maybe wins a game, something like that, yeah. His name is going to be on the lips of a lot of athletic directors, and we can't even say anymore that you will not see a lot of openings due to COVID, because look what Texas football did, and look what others have done, Auburn, among others, as far as college football coaches are concerned. And the basketball carousel goes a lot faster around and around than the football carousel does.
Yeah, and there's a long way to go, obviously, in the Valley season and the college football season, we hope. But as I said, if this continues, national folks are talking about Drake right now. I saw a tweet by Dick Vitale. It says, bald guy team of the week right now. So people are noticing.
They are noticing out there. And it's not a Drake team that wows you. They don't have that superstar. You mentioned Hempel and people like that, but they lost Liam Robbins, of course, the transfer to Minnesota. Boy, they had him. My goodness, think how good they would be. But they play really solid defense, giving up only 59 points a game. That's going to win you a lot of basketball games in 2021, no doubt about that. And they shot it well last night. They shot it really well from distance and gave Southern Illinois, they never gave them a chance in that game last night and really came through. It was a very, very impressive win in Des Moines for the Bulldogs last night. And like I said, the bigger litmus test is coming this week with Loyola. And we'll talk more about that on Thursday with our Off the Glass segment, as Kevin Lehman will join us for that. So looking forward to it. We'll talk Drake basketball with him at that time coming up on Thursday. 319-366-1600.
Yeah, in addition, we'll have Iowa at Maryland that night. So that'll be a packed segment with Kevin.
Yeah, Luca Garza going home, or very close to home anyway. As close as he's going to get to home. And you mentioned Maryland and Indiana last night. Trace Jackson Davis went crazy at the end last night for Indiana. And helped to win that game. And the Hoosiers, you take a look at it, I think four losses or something like that, four or five losses, but they've all been to top 25 rated teams. And that's another team you can't rest on, is Indiana. Whether you play them at Assembly Hall or at home, you just can't take Indiana and put it in the W column.
No, much like the rest of the Big Ten, and we've talked about that plenty of times, and it's very true. I didn't think either team looked particularly good for large stretches of that game. But Indiana, you mentioned how it got to the finish line and really closed that thing out at the end. So, listen, Maryland's not going to be any bargain on Thursday either, because it's on the road. Iowa makes back-to-back trips to the East Coast. I think Iowa should should be able to handle the Terrapins, but that's why they play the games, right?
But Maryland is dangerous, though. Yeah, they're very dangerous, and you can't overlook them. And they've been on the road a long time. Maryland's itching to get home, and that's going to be interesting. Plus, keep in mind, it's Iowa's second trip, long trip, and what, 5 or 6 days? So, don't know. That's got to play something into it. We'll see. 319-366-1600, 24 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. A couple things to let you know about. First of all, tonight we've got Iowa State basketball, as Iowa State will take on the Texas Longhorns tonight. And that will be a 6 o'clock pregame show on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM as the Cyclone Gauntlet continues to start the Big 12 season, as they'll be on the road at the Irwin Center in Austin to take on the new do, Shaka Smart, and Texas. Who knew it only took a hair change to get things rolling in Austin? But that's a good basketball team, and that's just past 7 o'clock with the tip-off of that one. High school basketball coming your way tonight. We've got a girl-boy doubleheader for everyone on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up tonight, as it'll be Cedar Rapids Kennedy at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. The girls' game is up first, and the boys' game to follow. Ryan Lersman will join me for the call of the boys' game coming up this evening. And we'll go solo for the girls' game, but we're going to make it through. We'll be A-okay. Steve gets a night off tonight as far as that one is concerned. We were planning on having City High and Liberty, but we've got some issues as far as our personnel are concerned, and our South personnel, as far as play-by-play is concerned. So we go every 15 minutes, as they say, Mark. We'll be back with the South game coming up on Friday night for you. So we'll just miss tonight's game, and hope, keep your fingers crossed that both our guys get back and ready to go starting up very, very soon. But thanks to Jeff Moss, who's going to step in on Friday night to help us out. Our sideline reporter for North games during the fall is going to get his play-by-play back on and ready to go.
Along those lines of 15 minutes to 15 minutes, Brett McMurphy of the stadium reporting in the last 20 minutes that because of COVID issues at Ohio State, there have been discussions about postponing the college football playoff title game 1 week to January 18th. As of now, the game remains scheduled for Monday night. Stay tuned.
Great. wouldn't that just be the topper of all toppers for the 2020 to take us into 2021 a little bit? That would be it. That's the cherry on top of our sundae, right?
Well, it would be. If it needs to be postponed, postpone it, and it'll get played eventually.
Yeah, and I agree with you, because in an important game like this, you need both teams as healthy as they can be. There's no doubt. And I would agree with you. If they need to postpone it, let's postpone it a week and go at it one more time. Speaking of college football, they're going to give the Heisman Trophy away coming up tonight, virtually in New York City between 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Or should we call it the Alabama Appreciation Award this year? I think we should. Will a wide receiver win tonight for the first time in a while? That's the question.
Well, it's largely a no-buzz Heisman Trophy year, in my mind, unless you're in Alabama. But Devontae Smith, a wide receiver, has a good shot at becoming the next wide receiver. Is Desmond Howard the last wide receiver to win it? He's, of course, a kick returner as well, but
yeah,
I'd have to look that up. Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com has to do with the Heisman, and thanks to Steve Anderson and his crew in Iowa City doing great work at Hawkeye Title and Settlement since 2003. Who would you have cast your Heisman Trophy ballot for? Choices of the four finalists: Mac Jones, the Alabama quarterback; Devontae Smith, Alabama wide receiver; Trevor Lawrence, the Clemson quarterback; or Kyle Trask, the Florida quarterback. Go ahead and vote. KGYMRadio.com.
Quarterbacks have won the last 4 years, going back to 2015. Last non-quarterback to win was Derrick Henry, who just went over 2,000 yards for the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. And the last wide receiver, I'm just double-checking here with you, Mark. We're going back a ways, by the way. By the way, no picture for Eric Crouch. I think Nebraska fans should be very upset about that. Yes, Charles Woodson. Charles Woodson was a defensive player and a returner as well back in 1997. That was the last I don't know how you can put it, but Desmond Howard was the last wide receiver to win. Mm-hmm. You were right. That's going back to 91.
Yeah, Smith, very dynamic, and Mac Jones certainly benefits from his skills. If you saw him in any time during the regular season or in the semifinal game, just a dynamic player. You could even throw Najee Harris, the Alabama running back, in the mix. He's not too shabby, Scott.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
I would probably vote Smith, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. I would, too. I think he's been the best player on the best team so far. We'll see. David and Hudson on the text line. COVID-19 or Fields isn't healthy yet? It certainly would help his ribs. There is no doubt about that. And you can't tell me his ribs are not hurting after that game against Clemson. So that's not the reason, I hope, and I think there's enough integrity as far as the college football is concerned to do that. And I'll let you know.
he probably needs more recovery time, but according to reports, it's COVID-19 related. And before we leave the subject, shout out to our friend Chuck Long, the former Iowa quarterback, 35 years ago this year. It wasn't today, but this year, finished second to Bo Jackson in the Heisman Trophy balloting. And that, at the time, was the closest vote in Heisman history at 45 votes. It was surpassed in 2009 when Mark Ingram won the award by 28 points. So, 35 years ago.
Do you remember all the places you went to eat back then, you know, in New York City when you were there covering it and all that business? You know, we were learning.
Actually, I spent a lot of time with Chuck and his soon-to-be wife, Lisa, because I was able to follow the two of them on their journey from Cedar Rapids to a connecting flight in St. Louis and in New York. And I figured when we got to New York, we'd just part ways. And up comes this limousine for Chuck and Lisa, and Chuck says, "You want to ride along?" "Sure, Chuck." So we went to the hotel and then parted ways, and you know the rest of the story. That then held at the Downtown Athletic Club, no longer there. Of course, it's virtual tonight, as you mentioned. But it was a very interesting and fun day.
It was. It was. It would have been better if there were a few more votes that went Chuck's way, but... that is history.
Bo Jackson turned out to be pretty good.
He was pretty good. Not too bad. Not too bad. All right, 3:33. We're going to take a break, come back, and on the other side, we are going to talk to Wyatt Schultz, and we will talk some wrestling with Wyatt when we come back. You're listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
This is Alex Kuhn from KGYM. How many times have you been watching football and wanted to bet the game on your phone? Well, guess what? Now we can, because FanDuel Sportsbook is officially live in Iowa, and now you can register straight from your phone. To celebrate, they're kicking things off in a big way. FanDuel is giving new users their first bet risk-free. That's right, you'll get up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. Seriously. So not only can you bet on all of your favorite teams, but you'll get up to $1,000 back if you don't win your first bet. And that's just one of the reasons why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook app. FanDuel has fast withdrawals when you win. They pay you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code GYM so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GYM. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Menards has what you need to give your bathroom a fresh update. Stop in and view our great selection of toilets from top brands, including American Standard. Replace your toilet with the Titan Tall Elongated Toilet. It has a powerful flush and AquaGuard to reduce condensation. Right now, it's just $209. Save big money now during Menards Project Day Sale. Prices are good until January 16th.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm Governor Kim Reynolds. COVID-19 isn't bigger than Iowans' resolve to overcome it. Together, we can stop the spread of the virus and get life back to normal by taking simple steps to protect ourselves and others. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands, stay home if you're sick, get tested, and isolate from others if you have the virus, and get a flu shot to prevent further illness. Doing these things will protect you and those most at risk. Let's step up and stop the spread together.
Sponsored by the State of Iowa and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Tune into the GYM every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
And a big thanks to Kurt Gustafson at the Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, our sponsor of all things wrestling, high school and college. We'll talk to Mark Ironside for the first time coming up tomorrow. Today we talk some high school wrestling as our friend Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament set to join us right now as we get into the 2021 portion of things as far as wrestling is concerned. And before we talk high school, though, Wyatt, Tom Brands and Spencer Lee and everybody put on a good show today, and I think they're ready to go and try to win a national championship.
Exactly. I think for the most part, you know, what happened in the past is over and done with, and let's just move on. Maybe it was Mark that brought up the fact that wrestling is a safe sport in the fact that you're just dealing with one-on-one versus five-on-five or 11-on-11. So they may not get their matches in, like they said in the press conference, that 20 to 30 matches. But 10 or 11, and you work out all the time, you're going to be ready to compete. Because they don't, that practicing sure gets old after a while.
That it does.
Hey, Wyatt, we want to get to local and area matters, but last night in Central Iowa, Southeast Polk and Waukee, two of the top teams in 3A, got together for a duel. It ended in a tie, as you know, and it went to the ninth criteria, and Southeast Polk won it on back points. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Not when it's gone that far. Who was it here just a while back? Was that Lisbon and Lisbon and Assumption that went down to about the fifth criteria,
yep,
which was forfeits, I believe. And I've never seen it gone down that far. But one thing nice about it is when it's all on track, all that criteria has already entered. And so as soon as they hit that last result for that last match, everything is all dictated and the points are added. So it does make it interesting.
Yeah, it does. A heck of a duel last night. That followed a heck of a duel on Saturday as Bosco and Southeast Polk went at it up at Gilbertville. And that thing was down to the wire.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that come down to the last match, you know, and I don't know if you looked at it, but, you know, there were six number one ranked kids in that dual meet. In just that dual meet, there were six number one kids, and I think three number two kids. So every match is pretty well contested, and then to come down to the last match, and it's too bad that they can't have more fans in there, because could you imagine the atmosphere in a place like that?
Oh, yeah.
when you have the two top teams in the state going at it.
Yeah, it would have been good.
Yeah. As you probably read, KJ Pilcher had a piece in the Gazette today about what may happen with the state tournament. And right. What I found interesting is maybe the traditional tournament Wednesday to Friday, and then the state duels that following day on Saturday. Do you have any opinion on which way this may go?
Well, do you really want to hear my opinion? I wouldn't be surprised if they do go the way it was that KJ had mentioned. I could see it going a single class every day. Basically, your 1A, 2A, 3A with duels on Saturday, just to limit the number of fans, spread them out. The only thing with that would be the fact that you can't wrestle to a true third, but you would still be able to go to a fifth, I believe, and that's because of the number of matches. Mm. If you get beat in that first round and then come back, which does happen, but. I wouldn't at all be surprised. It wouldn't be something that I'd like to see, but I wouldn't be at all surprised to see if that's not what would happen this year.
Yeah, for 1 year. And that's the biggest fly in the ointment, is the fact you're not going to be able to wrestle down to your usual places. And they might be able to wiggle that around the schedule or whatnot. I don't know. They're probably working on it as we speak, but yeah, that would be the one thing that I would not like to see.
Yeah, exactly, because there's a lot of kids, you know, and the state tournament, I think, is going to be seeded to all 16 places this year.
Yep.
And but there's still kids that get beat in that first or second round that could finish third. And so to have that, and you know, and just like the way the season has gone, this may change the day before the state tournament too, you know, on how they run it. Who knows how that'll all turn out. And I think they will probably sell reserve seats rather than first come, first serve like they have in the past, you know, pick them up as you go. But just to limit the number of fans and keep the distance.
True.
Xavier had a nice weekend, Wyatt, winning the Zimmerman in Maquoketa. What did you see there?
That was actually, you know, not going into it. There's not a lot of strong teams, but the finals, there was actually a lot of good finals matches in there. You have somebody like Damon Houston from Midland, who we have ranked second, but you have it at 52. A couple of ranked wrestlers from Riceville on Anamosa wrestle in the finals. So there was a lot of great finals in there. You had Volk from Xavier winning at 82, and that was probably the best bracket of the bunch. and beating Caden Miller from Midland at 95. You had Fox from Riceville, which was nice to see some of these further away teams, which I don't see a whole lot of anymore. I don't get out as much as maybe as I used to, but a lot of good finals matches in there. And Xavier coming away with the win out of that tournament, which was really nice to see.
It was, and a couple duels on Saturday as well. Last Saturday, as we're talking with Wyatt Schultz, our weekly high school wrestling talk. Wyatt with the predicament, and you had West beating City High in a very good meet down there. They got together, and then you had Lindmar and Kennedy going at it. Kennedy held the lead at intermission, but then Lindmar came back. But they also had some very good matches between seeded guys.
Right. You know, at 52, and of course you get them higher rankings. You know, a lot of those kids are so evenly matched that I'm not a big rankings guy, even though we have them. But you know, they're so comparable. But is it Ogletree?
Yep.
I don't even know how to pronounce that. Kimakai. And but each team has some good individuals. Maybe not a whole full team of them, but Kennedy at the same time had a couple of ranked kids that didn't wrestle in that duel as well. Not that it may have changed the outcome, but it, at this point, you want to see these kids get some matches because you don't know when that last day is going to be. You know, another interesting thing, at least to me, you got another Noctiborne coming in, and another Wimpin from Lindmar. So I guess it's just kind of interesting and a couple of parks. So the family's coming through again.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Well, and I know I was asking about this recently, and that's about female wrestling. And they had a nice tournament in Anamosa, over 100 wrestlers there. I read where there's 653 females in Iowa eligible to compete this year. And 3 years ago, it was fewer than 100. And for years we heard, hey, soccer's the fastest growing sport. I'm going to submit female wrestling is. And one of these days, you're going to have female rankings, Wyatt.
you're absolutely right. You know, I went to that tournament last night in Anamosa. There was 131 entries in there. And I think, at least from what I have found and talking to coaches, and I think the girls are more than willing to go out if they can wrestle the girls. When there was limited number of girls and they had to compete with the boys, that's where they hesitated coming out. But now that it's girls and girls, they're just coming out in droves. And the other thing I have noticed, and talking to other people, the level of the girls wrestling, and I'm talking about the competitiveness and how good they are, has increased so much in the last 2 years or year even. They are getting so good, competitive. So you're right. You'll see it grow and grow. And actually, with the Iowa Wrestling Coaches Association state tournament coming up here, I forget how many entries they've already got into that. But it's already to the point where I think they may have to come up with a qualifier to limit the number of girls in there because it's getting so big.
It's a great problem to have, though. Great problem to have. No doubt about it. Let's take a look at what's coming up. Let's take a look at the weekend, first of all. And I think around here anyway, things highlighted by one of the great tournaments each and every year, the Jerry Eckenrod over at Van Horn with Benton Community. And they've got a really good field over there.
Oh, man, you think?
Yeah.
I was going through that this morning. And by the way, we'll have updated rankings this Thursday.
Okay.
But going by the rankings today, there are 12 number one kids in that tournament. There is basically an average of 4 to 5 ranked kids in every weight class. At 182, you have the top ranked kid in all three classes.
Wow.
You have Kennel from Bosco, Aronson from Union, and Griffin Gamel from Waukee. Eddieville Blakesburg dropped out of this tournament. Waukee got in. And with their, I think they got about 10 ranked kids in there. So you know how much that solidified that tournament. There's eight ranked teams in this tournament. Out of the 16, 8 of them are ranked in the state with 2 number ones, Bosco and West Delaware. So this is one loaded tournament. And I was talking to them this morning, and they're allowing they're giving 2 tickets to each entrance or wrestler. But that can be watched on track as well. So you can still watch it or at least follow it. But that is one of the probably one of the strongest. This might even compete with the Ed Winger over in Urbandale here in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
This tournament is just with the addition of Fort Dodge and Waukee in here, it is just made it unreal. You know, another interesting thing I was kind of looking at, somebody like Isaiah Weber, who's a two-time runner-up out of Independence, he has lost to Matthew Lewis from Centerville the last 2 years. Lewis, of course, is going for his fourth title this year, but his teammate, Nathan Genovana, that's the weight class that Isaiah Weber's at, and Nathan is a three-time finalist. So you got, at 138, you have a three-time and a two-time finalist going at it. So this tournament is just so loaded. It'd be a fun one to watch and keep track of.
Oh, yeah.
Any other attractive duels coming up the rest of this week or invitationals this weekend?
Well, you have not too bad down at Highland Riverside is a smaller tournament. That's where Al Burnett will be. Cascade, you know, with some pretty good individuals, but you also have the Lepic duels down in Iowa City this weekend too. Plus your duels this Thursday night between the city schools. So, and then there's actually a good one over in Atlantic on the other side of the state. But pretty much that's it around here.
Yeah.
Tocola has one, which is where Lisbon will be.
Yeah, and they're going to do, they'll probably do very, very well. And you mentioned duels on Thursday night. I know you got City High and Prairie. That should be, Weston Prairie. I'm sorry, Weston Prairie. Will be coming up, and then Jeff and Kennedy are going to wrestle coming up on Thursday night.
Right, and Xavier's at senior. I think Wash and Liberty are wrestling tonight. And is it West and Prairie? I thought it was City High and Prairie.
Let me just check that out for sure here. And
in either case, it's at Prairie this Thursday night. So, but yeah, there's a lot of good duels. I'm just so interested in that Eckenrod Invitational this weekend that, you know, and these other teams that aren't ranked, you know, they've got some good individuals too. You know, like I was talking at that 182, you got seven ranked kids in there, and you hope that one of them doesn't go 0-2.
Very good.
You know?
It says.
I mean, that's how strong this tournament is.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It does say Prairie and West. It has the Prairie City High as being postponed. So it does say Prairie West on the according to Prairie's website. So we're going to go with that.
Yeah.
Don't we hear differently?
But yeah, this is that's a great weekend for wrestling, and I'm glad we're starting to get things going again. Kind of like Tom Brand said, you know, let's take what we get and move on.
No doubt. No doubt about that. Rankings Thursday, right, Wyatt?
Yes, rankings will come out Thursday, and we'll get this the second rod thing on the website probably Thursday afternoon or Thursday night if I can, and show the ranked wrestlers, because right now I have 65 ranked kids in that tournament. I mean, we are just loaded with 12 number ones. So I guess I'm pushing that tournament just because it is so nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun over there at Van Horn. They always do a great, great job with it. And Wyatt, appreciate it. We'll talk about that next week and other wrestling items. Always appreciate it. And we'll talk then.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament joining us as we talk high school wrestling. And our wrestling talk is brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. And yeah, that's going to be one whale of a tournament in Van Horn coming up all day on Saturday. KGYM wants to let you know that Bergen KDV knows the power of community, and that's why we are proud to partner with them to bring you ICR Strength. As part of ICR Strength, we're working together to recognize some of the outstanding businesses here in the corridor. Find out more by going to our website at kgymradio.com. Quick break. Come back to wrap up the program after this here on KGYM.
BetMGM Sports is coming soon to Iowa. That's right, the same folks that light up the Las Vegas Strip with the world's greatest sportsbooks and casinos will be offering real money wagering on a state-of-the-art app that's easy to use and features all of your favorite sports. Find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks with parlay bonus payouts, in-game wagering, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. Plus, every time you make a wager, you'll earn credits in M Life Rewards, the exclusive loyalty program of MGM Resorts. Now every game and every play will mean something more, no matter what your favorite sport is. It's almost showtime, so get ready to experience sports like never before. Be among the first fans in the state to download the BetMGM Sports app, coming soon to Iowa. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
It's, oh my God, the NBA, it almost is sacrosanct.
I mean, people are on the ground ripping open testing kits.
We all have it. It's no way we all don't have it.
You knew that the direction of the entire 2020 year for the whole world just took a massive turn.
30 for 30 podcast presents March 11th, 2020. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Fact. Filing your taxes with TaxAct can feel like a cash explosion. That's because TaxAct helps you get your maximum refund guaranteed. And TaxAct costs 30% less than the big guys, which means more of this. So if you want a cash explosion of your own, switch to TaxAct. File for less and get more. Start for free at TaxAct.com. 30% less claim based on comparison of TurboTax and H&R Block federal pricing for deluxe and premier consumer online products on December 4th, 2020. Restrictions apply. See TaxAct.com for complete details.
Back at 3:56 here in the gym class to wrap things up on KGYM. Todd and Alex coming your way next. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That will take you up to 6 o'clock. Iowa State basketball tonight. Cyclones and the Texas Longhorns. Top 5 rated Texas. Top 10 rated Texas for sure. 6 o'clock, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, 107.5 FM, along with 106.3 FM tonight. Jefferson hosting Kennedy in a girl-boy basketball doubleheader coming up this evening. And our friend Wedge, friend of both shows, Wedge, commenting, I wrestled for Coach Eckenrod. Well, one of the scariest men I've ever met. He pushed me to have the work ethic I have today. My gratitude for him is very deep. What a great man he was. And
that's excellent.
Very good. Thank you, Wedge. Appreciate that. And yes, and that is one of the reasons why sports, especially at that level, are out there. So thank you very much for that comment. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment on that. And we'll talk to Mark Ironside coming up tomorrow and have our first visit with the Hall of Famer coming up. We'll not be in studio, though. That's the only bad part about it. You get Mark in studio, and then you talk to him for 15 minutes, and you're ready to, you know, go through a wall. So won't have that tomorrow as much.
Well, he gets pretty animated, and he's seated usually between the two of us, and usually he feels like he's going to go after me, but maybe either one of us. But we'll look forward to talking to Mark. It's been quite some time.
It has been too long, certainly. Developing stories, you mentioned, Mark. There are rumblings right now, a few reports out there that there are some COVID issues as far as Ohio State, once again, concerned. And keep in mind, with the Big Ten protocols, this could get a little bit dicey as far as some of the Buckeyes possibly missing, even a national championship game that is pushed back to January the 18th. So, as they say in the biz, stay tuned for more on this.
Yeah, indeed. And it could develop very quickly and may be prolonged, but this is not exactly what we wanted to see. We want to see teams at full strength, but we always knew it was going to be a possibility, Scott.
Always knew that. And, yeah, this is not the way you want to see the college football season end. You get to the finish line, you want to see – two teams that are going to be fairly healthy and fairly ready to go. And there's a little bit of apprehension as far as that is concerned. So we'll see. Tomorrow we'll wrap up Iowa State and Texas. We'll talk to Mark Ironside and more. That's coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Talk to you tomorrow, Mark.
Talk to you then, Scott.
All right. We'll talk to you tonight over at Jefferson. Todd and Alex next here on KGYM.
It's finally a new year, the perfect time to take your business to the next level by hiring the right people. But